No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. This segment, segment 2, is brought to you by our good friends at Mulberry Barbecue at 11th and Cornhusker, open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try their burnt end sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, a full slab of ribs. What? Just go there every day, eat lunch, Mulberry Barbecue, all right? It's by Single Barrel, located 11th and Cornhusker, and listen to this show. That would be a great day to spend Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Do it Wednesday as well. Steve Taylor does a phenomenal job from noon to 1 p.m. Central Time. Go get some barbecue nachos or a full slab of ribs, a half-smoked chicken, whatever else you want. They got a bunch of delicious sides, ladies and gentlemen. Get fueled for your day, a solid lunch or dinner plans, whatever you prefer, at Mulberry Barbecue by Single Barrel, located at 11th and Cornhusker. All right. So this thing's going to evolve. As I said, it was literally handed to me per Mr. Captain Sir Jake Sorensen, sir, as I walked in the building. All right. So today, this thing will evolve. We're going to do this every day. We'll see how it changes. But for right now, the fifth person to call in to the station, you can speak to good old Rico back there. All right. The fifth person to call in will get a $100 gift certificate to Automotive Solutions. All right. At 2040 Southwest Street in Lincoln. All right. Now, this is good for mechanical repairs, preventive maintenance, services, or vinyl services. It is transferable, expires 100 days after the receipt by the listener to be validated by the station upon picking it up. Pick up the certificate from 93.7 The Ticket at 11th and O, all right? And this $100 gift card, this gift certificate to Automotive Solutions, our good friends at Automotive Solutions, 2040 Southwest 5th Street in Lincoln. Once you've got this gift card to use it, it's everything I just mentioned, just simply make an appointment. All right. So what number can they call in, Jake? And then we'll see how this evolves going forward the rest of the week. Today, just call this number, be the fifth caller. What's that number, Jake?
402-464-5685.
You know, maybe what we can do, if Rico's back there listening, the person who is the fifth caller, maybe just patch them on through and I will ask them a trivia question that I'm just going to randomly make up on the spot, but we can honor them on air. How's that sound, Rico? All right. He gave me a finger. I can't tell which finger. Is it? It didn't look like the short one or the thumb, but I digress. All right, ladies and gentlemen, lots to talk about. Tony White, we'll see what happens. He's expected to go to Florida State to be the defensive coordinator. Obviously, we're rooting against that. I mean, Tony, I'm just saying, the ACC is not going to be around in a couple of years. Don't go there. I'm just saying, don't go there. Don't go to the conference that used to be good at basketball that's going to be extinct in 2 years. Don't do it. But Florida State can join the Big Ten or SEC, they say. No, don't point that out to him. Don't say that out loud. All right. So I had a great chat with T. Farley before the break. Brought up a whole lot of things, from scheme to the coordinator themselves, what's most important to recruiting, to the types of players that we'll have coming back next year, at least per the roster. Of course, let's be honest, the whole entire thing could freaking change in 2 weeks with the transfer portal, with NIL. I mean, college football has kind of become a hiring a mercenary type business at this point in time. If you don't believe me, look at Colorado. Look at Florida State. It worked for a year, then it didn't work for a year. All right, Louisville is actually one of those teams that has a ton of transfers. It's worked well this year for Indiana. My question is, those were a lot of upperclassmen guys who played a lot of football. And if I'm Indiana, I ain't complaining one iota, okay? Even if they get in the playoff and they lose. I mean, this is Indiana. This is the best season they've ever had in college football. But my point is, a lot of those guys will be gone. So what does Indiana look like next year? So this is such a crazy world that college football is. This will be the most insane offseason in history, because it just keeps progressing into deeper and deeper insanity. The Wild West is getting more and more Wild West-like. And, there's this thing where we have to cut a bunch of players, and a bunch of players are going to transfer because we've got to whittle down a roster of roughly 150 players down to 105. So the scholarship limit goes up from 85 to 105, so technically there's no more walk-ons. So you could argue there's a trickle-down effect there. Hey, the lower-level schools are going to get players, and the schools below them, and the schools below them. At some point, there's no lower level, and there's just a bunch of guys who don't get to play college football anymore, right? It can't trickle down forever. It's not how that works. You can't all of a sudden trickle down into high school and then into middle school. Ha ha, bad joke. My point is simply this. It's going to be the most insane offseason ever. Make sure you tune in each and every day. And I love talking other Husker sports. I showed Jake the amount of papers that I had. And if you're watching me, this is everything I had to talk about. Half this is volleyball and basketball, which I'm not going to get to today, but that's okay because there's more shows in the future. Just tune in every day. Final thoughts. Oh, you know what? Actually, there's the text line's being blown up. Do we have a winner?
We have the winner, yeah.
Oh, can we bring the winner on?
Sure.
Let's bring the winner on. I'm going to make up a question he's got to answer. Carl, are you there, my friend?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, man? You have a good Thanksgiving weekend?
Yes, I did, Adam. How about you?
It was glorious. I ate, I got fat, and I slept and watched football. What could be better, dude? What'd you do this weekend?
I kind of did the same thing. I was really hyped up for the Steeler game on Sunday, so that was a good win for the Steelers.
All right, so here's my trivia question for you, and I'm making it up on the spot. It was something I was going to talk about today. Do you happen to follow Nebraska basketball at all?
A little.
All right, I'll go something a little bit easier then. I was going to ask you when the last time Nebraska basketball scored 100 points was. Did you happen to know the answer to that question? When's the last time they scored 100 points? They just scored 103 on North Florida the other night. Do you know the last time they scored 100?
Before that?
Yes, before that.
No, I would only have to guess.
That's okay. 2021 was the answer. I'll make it a little bit more generic, a little bit easier shot type of question. How many national championships, okay, has John Cook won with the Nebraska volleyball team? How many national championships?
Ooh, that's a good one. Three.
Very close. Four. You still get your $100 gift certificate, but I just wanted to ask you a trivia question on air and have some fun. All right, thank you for calling in, and enjoy your $100 gift certificate to Automotive Solutions, located at 2040-2040 Southwest Fifth Street in Lincoln. Thank you, my friend. All right, let's get to the text line. You've informed me that it's been blowing up, and I didn't really warn you, so hopefully you've got a couple of questions from the text line that you can just throw my way that you think are good. So what have you got for me?
Well, first of all, I did want to, as has been happening, the text line helps us out to the news that's going on. 402-464-5685. We learned earlier today, Gabe Irvin entered the transfer portal. Now we know Vincent Jackson has entered the transfer portal. The captain, they're talking a lot about defensive tackle depth. Well, it just took a hit there. Here's a question, though, from Steven. Is John Butler being brought in to be the next defensive coordinator? And there's also another question about him maybe potentially being the guy to coach the bowl game if Coach White leaves.
I mean, there was speculation when he was brought in. I mean, you look at John Butler's resume. He has 20 years of major college football experience, 10 years in the NFL. Been a lot of places where he's had all-pro players, Pro Bowl-type players. I think he was with the Bills most recently. in the NFL. By the way, phenomenal game last night. Not necessarily for the, if you're a Niners fan, but I could care less about the Niners or the Bills, to be honest with you. I hope they one day get that Super Bowl. That's the only thing I got for the Bills. Just get that Super Bowl at some point, all right, my friends? But just the snow, the how about the throw and then the toss back to Josh Allen? He ran in for a touchdown. I mean, that's football weather. That's what it's about. Oh, by the way.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mr. Warm Team from California, what was it like to come up north and play? Oh, I can't wait to watch these SEC Southern Bells come up north and play some Big Ten teams in the cold weather. And I hope it looks just like Buffalo did last night. All right, when it comes to John Butler, you never know what I'm going to talk about. Bring up John Butler and I start talking about stuff that has nothing to do with it. But it all correlated because he coached for the Bills and it transitioned sort of. But John Butler, when he was brought in last summer, okay, there was some speculation that if Tony was a head coach or left to go elsewhere after this year, maybe he was being brought in to be the next defensive coordinator. I think that's a fair question to ask. I'd feel a lot better if our secondary had played better this year. I mean, I really would. You look at the last couple of games, and yes, Iowa went the way that it went. We did not win. And it was one of the most frustrating games ever. How do you just kind of dominate the game and then lose on the scoreboard? Well, I already talked about that several times since the game. Lose the turnover battle, lose the penalty battle, and have big-time mistakes at the worst time of the game and also in the worst parts of the field. That's how you do it. Did you know that in Iowa's 3 scoring drives, Jake, they got 1 first down, 1. In 3 scoring drives to get 13 points, 2 field goals, 1 touchdown, they had 1 first down. That's it. That's how you do that. But to me, a lot of things have improved. Obviously, we lost the last game, so people are going to be mad. They may not like this. But again, I don't look at just part of the picture. I try to look at the whole thing. Sometimes the rest of the picture that I'm looking at is something people want to hear. Sometimes it's not. But I thought there were things in almost every aspect of the team that looked better at certain points. I even thought at one point maybe Ed Foley did enough to keep his job, and maybe he still has, but then the special teams did what it did versus Iowa. But at points during the last month of the season, I could look at every aspect of the team and say, at least you were better here. Oh, my God, you didn't do better here. I can't say that about the secondary. The secondary was consistently suspect. So that's my only question mark when it comes to John Butler. You look at his resume, you look at his past, you look at his history, you look at the level of success he's had and the level he's coached. Everything about that says, hey, he'd be a decent defensive coordinator. I'd feel a lot better if our secondary had played better this year. That I can't get that out of my head. So we did bring up Ryan Walters as a potential defensive coordinator if necessary. I should just remind people he played at Colorado, not a gigantic fan of Nebraska in general, but Sometimes those things tend to go by the wayside when a job's on the line. We'll see. Okay, if necessary. Jim Leonard's another guy. You want to talk about, T. Farley talked about knowing the Big Ten. I mean, who's going to know the Big Ten better than Jim Leonard? All right, this was an individual who in college walked on at Wisconsin. Like him already. Three-time first-team All-Big Ten, 2002, 2003, 2004, and a two-time All-American, 2002, 2004, from a walk-on, from a school that wears a lot of red and white and does the things a lot of the way that Nebraska used to, and frankly, I'd like to get back to doing them again. Jim Leonard's out there. So there's going to be other names brought up, so I'm not going to spend too much time on any specific name. And again, it's not 100% confirmed that there is going to be a new DC needed in Lincoln. It's anticipated. But let me repeat, there have been people who've reached out, but nothing has been finally decided when it comes to Tony and what he's doing. All right. Is there another question? Did I answer that question fully?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Do we have another question? I've got like a whole stack full of papers over here to talk about stuff, but I like to interact with the people and hear what the people have to say. So what do you got, Jake?
Bill and Bennett asked, Adam, could you ever see a time in a Memorial Stadium security would pepper spray players trying to plant a flag?
Oh, man, I was going to get into that. Like the back half of the show is titled, you know, Matt Rhule classless ? And that I'm not saying he's classless. I'm actually want to address that. But that's what Iowa folks are saying. That's what their players are saying. There's certain things where I can actually see where they're coming from. Okay, there's certain, if I try to put myself in their shoes, there's certain things I'm just like, no, this is not ass-a-7, ass-a-8, it's ass-a-9. But I'll get to that in a minute. As far as pepper spray, there's a lot of things I would have never imagined. I would have never imagined that college football would have a lot of things it has right now. You go back 10 years, to the last time we had the NCAA college football video game, and you project 10 years later what college football likes now is like now. If you could go back, not back to the future, I just want to get that in there somehow, but it doesn't work. If you just go back in time, okay, portal through time, transfer portal, no, that doesn't work. Transfer portal through time does not work, but portal through time to 2014 and be like, hey, we're going to go 10 years without the video game. By the way, in 10 years, there's going to be this thing called NIL. What? NIL? What is NIL? Okay, the transfer portal. There's going to be all this stuff, and you're going to have to cut 50 players off your roster, and this is what it's going to look like, and we're going to have way too many teams in the college football playoff. There's going to be 3-loss teams that get in. I told you people. I don't want to say I told you so, but I told you folks. All right. It's going to be fun to watch the college football playoff, but you don't get positives without detracting from something else. And the detraction is over time, we're going to learn that losing one or two games doesn't matter. Ohio State. Loss versus Oregon, probably still in. Loss versus their biggest rival, who barely is over 500. And they're still going to be in probably. How much does a regular season really mean? I know, I'm getting ahead of myself. As far as the pepper spray, yes, I could. Because I can now imagine things I could have never imagined before. And I could have never imagined that in Memorial Stadium before. Now, I can. I can imagine people littering an entire field during the game because they don't like a call. Why? Because I've seen it. I can imagine melees and brawls at the end of games. Not just one, but like six, which is what we had this past rivalry weekend. I can imagine two mascots throwing hands with each other. At first, I thought it was, what were the two mascots? Do you remember?
This is the Arizona State, Arizona
game. Oh, my. I thought they were like joking, like you'll see this. No. That Arizona State dude or gal or whoever was in that thing was pissed. They were going at the Arizona Wildcat mascot. There's all these things that I just would have never imagined that it's not even that shocking. And I'm going to be a little bit vague on this, but you can pick up what I'm putting down. Ladies and gentlemen, just get on X. There is things on X you used to have to pay for. You don't have to pay for it anymore. It's just right there. And whether you like it or don't, I would have never imagined it to be as easily accessible as it is. Whether you agree or disagree, it is the way that it is. Things are just changing. It's the way of college football, the way of sports, the way of the world. It is what it is right now. All right. Any other questions, Jake?
I think that's good for now.
All right. We are going to take a break. When I come back, continue to send in questions. All right. If Jake wants to stop me at any point because there's a specific question that sticks out, he can do so. Other than that, I'm going to address the handshake, the actual disrespectful acts that I saw following some of the other games, and Matt Rhule daring to walk around a field before a game. How dare he? Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.